This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following ruckus by the opposition making accusations against Union Home Minister Amit Shah of insulting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In Lok Sabha, when the House assembled for the day, opposition parties including Congress, DMK and Left started sloganeering against the remarks of Mr. Shah during his speech in Rajya Sabha yesterday. They trooped into the well of the House. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and other members of Treasury objected to the conduct of the opposition. Mr. Meghwal alleged that Congress has always insulted Dr. Ambedkar. Similar issue also rocked the Rajya Sabha proceedings. Members from Congress, DMK, RJD, AAP and others started sloganeering, protesting over the remarks of the Union Home Minister. Amid pandemonium, the chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, opposition MPs held a protest outside Parliament demanding an apology from Mr. Shah. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will take part in the India-China Special Representatives talks in Beijing today. The talks aimed at restoring the bilateral ties stalled for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Mr. Doval will hold the 23rd round of the special representative talks with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. They are expected to discuss a range of issues to rebuild the bilateral ties following the 21st October agreement of disengagement and patrolling in eastern Ladakh between the two countries. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has said that the government has given special emphasis on cultural development and unity along with infrastructure development, economic development and agriculture. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister said that the languages of the country are an important base for the nation's unity and cultural history. Speaking about the country's historical diversity, Mr. Reddy said India has 121 prominent languages and nearly 1,600 dialects. Mr. Reddy also mentioned that the Union government has taken initiatives to preserve and protect languages and dialects as languages are an important medium for empowerment and personal expression. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has mandated that any person wishing to give investment advice must be qualified and registered under the Investment Advisor Regulations 2013. SEBI on Tuesday published the proposed amendments to tighten the norms for investment advisors in India. It pins the responsibility on the investment advisors for the security, confidentiality and integrity of client data and the accuracy of the advice generated. The proposed amendment also suggested key changes to the definition of investment advice, the qualification for a person to be an investment advisor, and introduced norms regarding the maintenance of the website. Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth will participate in the commissioning of Indian Navy state-of-art hydrographic vessel INS Nirdeshak at Naval Dockyard in Vishakhapatnam today. Nirdeshak, the second ship of the survey vessel large project, is designed to conduct hydrographic surveys, aid in navigation and support maritime operations. The Election Commission is holding a preparatory meeting today on the Delhi Assembly elections, which is likely to be held early next year. The Commission is interacting with the Delhi Chief Electoral Officer and officials from the police and administration. The Commission is also scheduled to interact with representations of various political parties. The term of the 70-member Delhi Legislative Assembly is ending on the 23rd of February next year. In Punjab, protesting farmers have stopped trains at about 50 places across the state to lodge their protest and press for their demands for a legal guarantee for minimum support price for crops, among other things. Farmer leader Sarwan Singh Pandher had announced that the farm activists of various Kisan associations would block rail traffic for 3 hours from 12 noon to 3 p.m. He said that the sit-in protest will be peaceful and only be on railway crossings and stations. India's star all-rounder Ravichandran Ashwin has announced retirement from international cricket with immediate effect. And that is the end of this news bulletin.